Information and records company Equifax shares earlier this week were trading at a record. The company also announced an acquisition, Appriss Insights, for about $1.8 billion. This is actually a prison records business. And to talk a little bit more about that and the business generally, joining us is Equifax CEO Mark Begor. Mark, thank you for being here. So first of all, talk us through that acquisition. I have to admit, very frankly, prison records is not something that I've ever thought about, even really thought about existing. What are they for? How do they fit into your business?
Sure. You know, data is really at the heart of who Equifax is. You know, we're a 122-year-old company, but we're really in the early chapters of remaking the company to be much more than a credit bureau. And that really leads you into additional data assets. And, you know, we have a vast trove of very differentiated data assets. With regards to Appriss, they have very unique data that's used in the background screening process when someone's hired. You know, for example, in the United States, 75 million people will get new jobs this year or change jobs. And as a part of that hiring process, hiring company will spend, $4,000 to $5,000 around, checking on that individual. One of the checks is around where did they work before? And we have data at that at scale. We have a data set that's very unique to Equifax in our income and employment database that has records on over 119 million unique records. So we have background on, you know, many Americans and where they worked. So that's one thing that's checked in the background screening process. Another is, you know, have you been in jail before? Is a very important attribute to keep workplaces safe in order to use the hiring process. It's also used in the government services area. The delivery of social services is another big $2 billion TAM, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP, food stamp benefits, those kind of benefits. Same thing, they use our data to determine does someone qualify from an income standpoint. And then the second is you're not eligible for those benefits if you're incarcerated. So that data is very valuable. So our focus is really on bringing new data sets to the business. This is our eighth acquisition of the year for a total of about $3 billion. So a very large commitment to expanding Equifax and diversifying Equifax and a real focus on bringing differentiated data sets into the business.
As it pertains to this acquisition, Mark, is this a higher margin business compared to what you have been acquiring?
Yeah, it's actually our industry's high margin, as you probably know. The industry broadly grows in the high single digits with margins that are call it in the high 30s. So very attractive cash flow generating industry and business. This business in particular is a faster growing business than the rest of Equifax. So it's accretive to our revenue growth rates. We see some meaningful synergies, you know, in bringing it on board. And it also has margins that are accretive to Equifax. And it's actually plugging into our largest business at Equifax. We call it Workforce Solutions. That's where this income and employment data is housed. And that business is about 40% of Equifax and is actually growing 50% faster than the rest of Equifax. And the margins in Workforce Solutions, which Appriss will become a part of, are about 50% higher than the rest of Equifax. So it's highly accretive as a business, for Equifax. And, you know, we're really in the early chapters of remaking a 122-year-old company that most people think about as a credit bureau. And Equifax is much more than just credit data today, as evidenced by the Appriss acquisition, by our Count acquisition earlier this year, where we bought identity and fraud data. And, you know, we're really going down the path of turning Equifax into more of a data analytics technology company. The last 3 years, we spent over $1.5 billion, which is a lot for a $4.8 billion revenue company, incrementally to take our technology to the cloud. And by moving to the cloud, we think we're better positioned to deliver data to our customers quickly in a always-on capability. And that's also driving our financial results. If you look at overall Equifax, historically, as I said, we would have been growing in the high single digits. Last year, we grew 18%. Through the first half, we're up 26%. You know, so really a strong multiple to where we were performing before. That's driven off the cloud. It's driven off our acquisitions. But it's also giving us the financial resources with the strong cash generation with those kind of margins to reinvest in those bolt-on acquisitions that'll strengthen Equifax for the future.
The mortgage part of your business has been under pressure. Can you explain to us what is happening in that market right now and how will that progress looking out over the next 12 months?
Yeah, I would use a small term on under pressure. The mortgage market's still very strong. You know, it's at record levels today. It's a large part of our business. You know, it's about 30% of Equifax. Actually, with the acquisitions we're making in what I would call the non-mortgage space, we're actually going to go from 30% to something closer to 25% in the future. That diversification, we think, is attractive. But with low interest rates that we're still experiencing, there's a big market for refinancings and cash out refinancings that are driving our business in the mortgage space. And then we also use that income and employment data. So when someone either applies for a new home mortgage or for a refi on a mortgage, they not only pull their credit file, which is good for Equifax, but they also have to verify their income and employment. Is Mark working and how much does he make as a part of that decisioning process? So that's been very positive, you know, for Equifax and been fueling, you know, some of that strong growth. But we're also growing in the other verticals across Equifax, whether it's auto, personal loans, credit cards, but then outside of financial services, we have a large employee benefits business where we provide services to HR managers around W-2, I-9, you know, other regulatory services. And then we also have, as I mentioned earlier, a fast-growing business in the hiring space or talent solutions. That's a $5 billion TAM, and we're seeing very strong growth there. And really what employers are focused on today in this really competitive market to source and hire new people is how do I shorten that time frame between making an offer and doing whatever background screening or other checks I'm going to do and get that individual on the floor, in the factory, in the store. And our data and the Appriss acquisition aids in that, giving an instantaneous set of data to make that decision is very valuable. And then, of course, I mentioned also in government services. Government services have been growing. As you know, there's discussions in Washington to advance those further. Those all require some level of verification of income and employment, meaning do you qualify? And then, of course, Appriss plays into that because they're not permitted, you know, if you're, you know, being incarcerated currently. So it's really around the explosion of data that's driving, you know, our top line and bottom line, and of course, very strong cash flow margins.
And Mark, real quickly before we let you go, are you seeing the economy slow down to a significant degree because everything we're seeing with the COVID-19 Delta variant? I mean, I imagine you have a very good read on this, given your access to all this credit data we give.
We're not. As you saw from the numbers we delivered last year, you know, in the heat of COVID, you know, being up 18% was very, very strong. You know, it was a record year for Equifax, and it was the power of data. And then even up more strongly at up 28%, you know, through the first half. You know, we're seeing financial institutions are very strong, meaning they didn't have the losses that were anticipated a year ago from COVID because of the stimulus payments. Consumers are strong. You know, their balance sheets are strong. They've had the benefits of those stimulus payments. They've actually been paying down some of their credit card loans, their mortgages, et cetera. And now when you see the economy coming back and people working again, the core of our business is very, very strong. As you see, financial institutions, the hiring process, social services from government, you know, are really, you know, quite strong for us. And it goes back to the power of data. You know, more data results in better decisions, and we're focused on expanding our data sets really to be much more than a credit bureau going forward. And our strong operations are really allowing us to make these kind of acquisitions. The $3 billion in acquisitions that we've announced so far in 2021 is up about 6x of our historical path. We're committed to, you know, investing in Equifax for the future.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Mark Begor is the Equifax CEO. Have a great weekend, Mark.
Thanks very much.